As the saying goes, a picture is worth a thousand words. And if the political cartoon satirizing Goldstone's retraction of his Goldstone report, posted this week on the Anti-Defamation League's website, could speak, even 10,000 words couldn't come close to the truths expressed by these wordless illustrations. Abraham Foxman, director of the Anti-Defamation League, reported that this series of Jewish defaming cartoons published throughout the Arab world suggested that the Jewish lobby pressured Goldstone to retract his initial findings that Israel, after all, did not intentionally target Palestinian civilians in Gaza, even though Goldstone presented hard evidence of the Israeli war crimes. Well then, let's take a look at a sampling of these political cartoons and allow you, the viewer, to decide if, stereotypes aside, these wordless op-eds give evidence of the hypocrisy attached to Goldstone's retraction.
South African judge Richard Goldstone says he was wrong when he accused Israel of intentionally killing Palestinian civilians during the Gaza war 3 years ago.
This one, Foxman pointed out, shows a caricature of a Jew with a large nose, beard, and black hat, holding Goldstone's tongue with a scissors in hand. Several cartoons use creative wordplay, observed Foxman, suggesting that Israel bribed Goldstone with gold while hurling stones at the Palestinians. Or, Foxman adds, burying dead Palestinians in a shallow grave marked with a stone. Not to be left out, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, who demanded that the UN scrap the Goldstone report.
I call on the UN to nullify the Goldstone report. Goldstone himself has just confirmed what we knew all along, that Israel did not deliberately target civilians.
Is featured in this next cartoon, showing the Prime Minister serving a tall glass of water to Goldstone as a chaser as he eats his Goldstone report. In addition, over a half dozen more cartoons like these. Displayed on the ADL's website to drive home the point that anti-Semitism is alive and well, and now horrifically alive and well, ever since Goldstone's confession of his mea culpa in the Washington Post on April Fool's Day. Speaking of which, perhaps there's an even greater fool, as shown on the assortment of anti-Semitic cartoons as archived on the ADL's website. For, with the 2012 presidential elections campaign gearing up, the ADL may have unwittingly provided fair warning of what may be yet another 4 years of a Zionist-inspired Obama White House.